7.
The Brady Report.
Yeah, Enda Brady from the UK, and that wreckage has been found. Enda, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, boys. This is a terribly sad development. Confirmation in the past hour that in the Channel Islands, they have found some wreckage of an aeroplane off Guernsey. Now, this is significant because for 2 weeks almost, they've been looking for that missing aircraft, which was carrying the new Premier League striker, Emiliano Sala. He was on his way to Cardiff City. Dave Ibbotson from Yorkshire was the pilot, and Monday before last, the aircraft basically vanished off the radar somewhere near Guernsey in the Channel Islands. So what has happened over the weekend, the family raised about $500,000, the footballer's family from Argentina, $500,000 raised online on a GoFundMe page. They've carried out a private search, and the guy in charge of that search today had narrowed it down to about 4 square nautical miles. Mm. They've searched that area, and in the past hour, he has confirmed that they have found wreckage. No indication yet as to whether there are bodies in that wreckage, but it is the worst news possible.
Yeah, very, very sad indeed. And to tell us about the devastating blow for the UK car industry this Monday morning.
Well, this is big news. Nissan are based in Sunderland, up in the northeast of England, and they had said that they were going to build a new X-Trail vehicle in England at that plant in Sunderland. Nissan have come out now, a letter from their CEO, saying that given all the uncertainties around Brexit, they've decided to make that vehicle in Japan. That is a big, big blow to the region because it's a huge employer up there. And get this. In Sunderland, during that referendum on EU membership 2 years ago, back in the summer of 2016, 2.5 years ago, Sunderland voted 62% in favour of leaving the European Union. And now all the consequences of that are coming home to roost big time. Mm.
Interesting times indeed. Enda, thank you for that. Big news again.
Have a good day, guys.
Good on you, mate. Well done, Enda Brady.